Today I will speak about the philosophy of Kabbalah. This first section is taken from The Hidden Truth of Your Name by the Numerology Project, pages 13 and 14. The Hebrew word Kabbalah can be translated as to receive or what has been received, and refers to both the spiritual knowledge revealed directly to the mystics by the Divine Spirit and the secret traditions passed down through generations of mystics and teachers over the centuries. Kabbalah is a mystical system that allows adepts to receive the light of truth and inspiration from the mind of God if they follow a specific path of knowledge that leads to the clear connection with the divine. According to Kabbalistic tradition, the prophets of old were the first Kabbalists because they received their knowledge and teachings via direct inspiration and communication with the Divine Spirit. For example, Moses was said to have met God face to face, Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10. He received great knowledge and wisdom directly from the Divine Spirit that was able to guide his people toward truth, righteousness, and ultimately the Promised Land. As the mystical traditions deepened and developed over the centuries, the ascent to the throne of God became so clearly defined that a follower of Kabbalah could rest assured that the path was well marked. The Kabbalah ultimately systemized the mystical journey. As the mystical traditions deepened and developed over the centuries, the ascent to the throne of God became so clearly defined that a follower of Kabbalah could be assured that the path was well marked. The Kabbalah ultimately systemized the mystical journey by combining elements of many different schools of thought and mysticism into a coherent, thorough, complex methodology. By expanding upon the elements of the Sefer Yetzirah, the Zohar, which is considered the principal text of the Kabbalah, God created the universe by his manipulation of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and the 10 sephira, which are nodes on the mystical tree of life. The sephira are treated in the text as living entities, elements of the divine personality of God that embody the metaphysical values of the numbers 1 through 10. And through which God emanates his presence down from the spiritual world of heaven into the physical world of matter. The letters of the Hebrew alphabet correspond to 22 paths that connect the various sephira in the tree of life. The Zohar expands upon the idea of the sephira and sees the tree of life not only as the means for divinity to extend itself into the material world through the process of creation, but also as a ladder for the mystic to climb back to the realm of God. Thus, the Kabbalah, as expressed through its fundamental text, the Zohar, not only explains the creation of the universe, but also offers the spiritual seeker a path to return to the source from which his or her life originated. Because the divine being is seen as the fountainhead of all existence, the Kabbalah reveals the notion of oneness with God in such a way as to assert that nothing in the universe exists except for the Godhead. Considered this way, all things in the universe are but aspects of the one God and exhibit the richness and potency of the creative nature of the Divine Spirit. And if all things are but aspects or expressions of the divine energy, then all things are intimately related to one another because they all share a common energy, which is the energy of God. In Kabbalah, those interrelations of things are known as correspondences. The correspondences include the numerical values and meaning of each sephira in the Tree of Life. Thus, by understanding the meanings of the letters and numbers in the Tree of Life, one might be able to climb the tree back to the source of all things. The tradition of the mystical Kabbalah has been kept sacred and handed down through the ancient lineages for thousands of years. the tools of personal transformation and true spiritual awakening that have proven to be of the highest quality and the most expedient include ascension of the Tree of Life through the mystical Kabbalah, initiation, and the Path of the Light Warrior. Over the centuries, many humans have completely transformed their lives and stepped into full service of the light by utilizing these tools. The mystical Kabbalah sets the individual into a new world of thinking and opens up the gates to hidden dimensions of understanding and awareness. It is a journey into awakening your part in this vast manifestation of destiny. Through Kabbalah, the very nature of God within us is explained and understood, allowing the individual to change both inwardly and outwardly, quieting the mind and awakening the individual's unique inner gifts. Kabbalah is truly one of the most powerful transformative tools ever offered to the masses. The Holy Kabbalah is the best system for having control of one's life, both spiritually and in a physical manner. It is a system that takes over the mind and reorganizes it so that more can be accomplished. The key goals of the Kabbalah are as follows. 1. Regaining contact with God and Goddess, your divinity. 2. Regaining control over one's life. 3. Living with peace of mind and joy. The secret to accomplishing these goals is within the Tree of Life and its 10 Sephira. The Kabbalah is an instrument of the gods, teaching us how to embrace the energies we find in all things. The energy of nature, the energy of the sky, the energy of the mountain, and the energy found within us. It is also a tool to reaffirm our contact with the one Creator, the absolute God of all gods, and to maintain that contact forever. In time, the Kabbalah will give the aspirant more power to live than any other tool, producing a quiet mind and increasing productivity. The Kabbalah will help you answer these very important questions. Who am I? What am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? What is my purpose in life? It is a filing system. Think of your mind as a mail sorting room. Thousands of pieces of mail, thoughts, mind, and brain processes flow into this mail room to be sorted. There is only one sorter, you. Think of the mess. The items that can't be sorted are simply swept into a pile. We call this the subconscious. Kabbalah provides you with 10 sephira in which to sort the incoming mind processes. This makes things manageable. Currently, most of us use only 10% of our brains. The rest of our brain capacity is not accessed at all. Kabbalah is the quickest way to increase the brain capacity you actually use. So, how does Kabbalah empower our spiritual growth? 1. Change the way you think from negative thinking to positive thinking. 2. Eliminate the influence of the subconscious, which constantly bites you in the butt with things from the past. 3. Reorganize your mind to eliminate mind clutter. You'll accomplish much, much more. 4. Reestablish your contact with the divine and the hierarchy of light, which includes the angels and masters. 5. Awaken the gifts that you have from birth, from God, and your desire to use them. 6. Awaken the spiritual aspects of yourself so that you will feel closer in alignment with your service to the light, your purpose in being here. 7. Set forces in motion that will otherwise have been dormant, and these forces will change your life. The time needed to attain both ascension and enough knowledge to be considered a Kabbalist is approximately 10 months. It requires regular personal study and implementation of principles, rituals, and reflection. Although the ascension process must be performed in person, Monthly group meetings are conducted remotely. For those interested in simply exploring the Kabbalah, but not yet ready to participate in the ascension process, our free pre-recorded audio study groups are available to all those interested in gaining a deeper understanding of themselves through the tree. Modules are available on our Facebook forum at Your Soul Temple. We hope to see you there.